Three tools to help you move forward in 2021 and beyond on this episode of Unlock Your Wealth Today, your life fully invested. Welcome to Unlock Your Wealth Today, your life fully invested. I'm your purveyor of prosperity and host, Heather Wagenhals. And on this episode, I'm making success simple by giving you three tools to help you move forward in 2021 and beyond. I don't think I have to belabor the point of what kind of year last year was. Suffice it to say, it's good that it's in the books. And now we can move forward, and I want to give you some resources today to help you get where you're going in a more simple fashion. These three tools I've been using for quite some time now, and whenever I start to have an issue or have a question about where I am on my path, I just look to these three tools, and it helps me refocus so I can move forward in a strategic manner. So let's talk about what these three tools are. They're very simple words. They're three words. Three, that's it. We're going to acknowledge, we're going to evaluate, and then we're going to act. So let's start with acknowledge. What am I wanting to acknowledge? Why do I want to make some sort of an acknowledgement? Well, if you have followed this show for any period of time and you're familiar with the Keys to Riches financial philosophy, our first key in the Keys to Riches is acceptance and affirmation. And what I mean by acknowledge is that let's recognize what's in our control and what's outside of our control. That first acknowledgement of where we are and what we truly have dominion over is important. And that clarity will help you deal with life a whole lot better. And I'm going to explain why now. There are only three things in this lifetime that you will ever control. And your kids and your dogs aren't them, let me just tell you. But beside the point, the three things that you have complete control over are your thoughts, your feelings, and your actions. These three acknowledgments, by knowing what you can control and understanding that outside of that, you have influence only. You can only control your own thoughts. And when they're not making you happy, when they're maybe taking you down a path that you don't want to go, when you're not your most resourceful or creative, you yourself have an opportunity to redirect those. The same thing goes with being able to control our emotions. Now, we want to experience all of our emotions fully. And if you think about some of the philosophical works of the Stoics, many people misunderstand and think that that's about suppressing emotion. And it's actually about acknowledging it and understanding it in a way that emotions are just little bits of information. So when we have an emotion, we want to recognize it, we want to acknowledge it, and know that this is an emotion that I am having right now, but understand that we can recognize and identify emotions as they occur, but know that we don't have to get swept up in them. It's just information. I'll give you a quick example. In some of my talks, I've asked folks, well, is anger a good emotion or is it a bad emotion? And people think, and the first thing they do, hands go up or they just blurt out, it's a bad emotion, it's a bad emotion. But if you think about anger as an emotion, it's just information. Anger lets us know when we have had a boundary violation. That's a pretty good thing. Now, becoming our emotions and taking that anger and exacting it on another person or item or object, now we're outside the Stoics' idea of managing our emotions effectively, recognizing them, using that information to make better decisions. And we should experience our emotions, recognize them all: happiness, sadness, contentment, anger, resentment. It's important that we acknowledge all of them because, again, this is information and additional tools in our toolbox to make more effective decisions. It also plays into this next of our tools, which is evaluate. So we want to be able to experience our emotions. We want to understand them, but we also want to be able to discharge them in a safe manner that's both effective for us on our well-being, our ability to recognize them, know that they're going to pass, and use the information left behind after that emotion moves through. And it's a really powerful tool when we finally accept that these are the three things that we have control over. Because when we can redirect our thoughts if they're not serving us productively, especially if we're not in our highest resource state, because maybe we're experiencing some sort of emotion that's uncomfortable or upsetting and we don't know what to do with it, although we've recognized that it exists, it's this dichotomy, and that's not the right word, but it's this extreme of two sides or multiple sides, depending on what emotion you're experiencing, that we're able to understand and see the value of life. Because if we don't know what sadness is, if we haven't experienced loss or anger or resentment, how do we know when we're happy? How do we know that happy has a value if it doesn't have some sort of contrasting emotion to show that we're happy? So we can't be in this permanent state of happiness because, one, physiologically it's impossible. But number two, it doesn't allow us to enjoy the richness of life if we can't see some other aspects that make happiness or pleasure or joy and contentment the value that it is without having some sort of contrast. So that's why emotions are important. But again, they're just information. These are things that we have control over. We can experience our emotions. We can recognize they're happening. And we can also discharge them in a way that it's effective and safe for us and others. And our final part of this three things that we can control are our actions. So what do we do with the thoughts that we're having? What do we do with the information our emotions have given us? We can take an action or choose to refrain from acting. Either one of those is an act of choice. I know it sounds kind of funny. What do you mean? I'm not acting, but I'm really acting? Because when you don't make a decision, you're really making a decision if you're not moving forward. And so that's why it's important to understand these three things that we can control. Outside of that, we only have influence. And this is why it's important for us to build soft skills like our ability to persuade. Sales skills are probably the most quintessential skill that we can have. And a lot of people eschew sales because they think, oh, I don't want to be a cheesy salesman. But if you think about it, each and every day, we're selling something, whether it's to convince our children why they need to do their homework and the value of learning, or whether or not it's to persuade our significant other why we want to go to this place for dinner versus another place. So we're always selling something, our ideas, our desires, whatever it is. So it's important that we understand that outside of those three things we can control, that everything else is just influence. So we want to focus, maybe that might be one of your goals that you chase this year, is to become a better persuader, a better influencer. Because again, outside of your control, you only have influence after that. So that's something that we need to understand. And once we accept this, once we acknowledge that this is how it is, and that we don't really control other people, no matter how much we want to try to do that, but once we realize that we can't control other people, but we can influence them, we can shift our perceptions and our approach to really get more of what it is that we say we want. So that's this first piece, acknowledgement. The next tool you have is the power to evaluate. And I like this word specifically because evaluation is about a comparison. We're not going to judge things. I'm going to ask that you suspend judgment, because the problem that we have with judgment is not so much the actual definition of the word, but it's our connotation of it. And many times when we think about judgment, we think about some sort of penalty or some sort of mistake. And then all of a sudden, there has to be some sort of punishment that has to be paid, or some sort of penance that, you know, we have to exact something after we make a judgment about it. So there's this negative connotation that many people hold about judgment. So I'm not saying don't judge things. What I'm saying is, for the moment, let's actually suspend judgment and use a more effective tool in our toolbox, which is the tool of evaluation. And so when I talk about evaluation, this is what we need to do about the year that just happened, or any year moving forward. We want to make sure that we evaluate these four things. We want to do this for whatever gap of time. This could be how we managed our day yesterday to the week, the month, the year. So whatever collection of information that you're evaluating, whatever the size is, you want to do the same process. And so the first principle would be to acknowledge what's right. The brain is very powerful, and we have to be careful how we provide information to our brain, how we structure our thoughts, because what we focus on expands. So the first thing we want to do is look at what went right in our world. How did things unfold that benefited us? Choices, actions, decisions, or merely windfalls of friendship, of some sort of wealth that may be material, but may also be non-material. We want to look at the things that went right in our year. And so, as an example, last year, I was able to really expand a business that I didn't even know I had. And I had a business set up a certain way, but as a result, it became something else as it morphed and evolved. And so that was one thing that I did right. So after we identify the things that went right, we can also drill down if we like and explore those things. But the next principle that we need to do is identify what went sideways. Now, I don't want to use the word wrong, because again, wrong has certain connotations. So what things could have gone better for us last year? Think about it in those terms. I'll tell you what went sideways for me. I had a robust speaking schedule. I was traveling all over this wonderful country of ours. And in one fell swoop, a COVID swoop, if you will, every single speaking engagement I had booked for the year, whoosh, gone. And gone to the degree that many of them said, you know what? I can't even reschedule you for next year, because, well, I don't even know what we're going to have for a next year. So all of a sudden, I went from having something significant and something to look forward to, all of a sudden, that was all gone. That was something that went sideways for me. So once we take a look at all of the things that went right, and we're not just talking professional things, what about your personal life, your social life, your relationships, your connections, the organizations that you work for, contribute to, belong to? Look at all of it, because we are fully integrated beings. No matter how hard we try to compartmentalize our work life and our spiritual life and our home life and our social life and yada, 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 it doesn't matter, okay? We're all integrated beings. And while we think on the conscious level that we can be compartmentalized, on the subconscious level, which is the bigger part of our brain, we're not. So we want to look at all of the things that went right and that went sideways. Because now we're going to integrate this first piece from acknowledgement. We're going to look at what is fixable. That's this third principle, is identify what is fixable. So what are the things that are in your control about the things that went well that you can do more of? And for the things that went sideways, was there something that you can do, because hindsight is always 20/20, that maybe you didn't recognize in the moment because you weren't at your highest resource state. You were busy being overwhelmed with all of the emotion that was going on with last year. So what things in that purview of thoughts, feelings, and actions could you do differently to right the ship or move in a new direction? So once we identify these things that are fixable for us, now we have some tangible insights. So that brings us to our final piece of the three tools that we have to move forward, and that's to act. So how do we take these insights into action? That's the question that we ask ourselves now in this third tool. And it's real simple. We make a plan. Now, I remember, I love quoting this because I've been saying it probably for the last 20 years. I remember when I used to be just a guest, a segment host on this show called the Financial Fitness Forum with Jeff Cutler. And he would always say, when folks would say, well, how do I know that investment strategy is going to work? How do I know that this plan is the right plan for me? And he says, well, we don't. Not every plan works. But one thing I do know is that no plan never works. So what we can do with this information that we've gleaned and what we think we want to pursue in the future, near term, immediately, and then the next quarter, the next half of year, and then the next year and beyond, what do we want to pursue? So with this information of the things that went right, and the things that went sideways, and the things that I control and can do better next time, how do I take this information and create a strategy? Well, you've figured out where you are. Now all you have to do is identify where you're going and plan backwards. It's something we do in our Keys to Riches financial philosophy. We also do it in our goal achievement strategy. And then once you have figured out this plan, every day you take measured action. If you'd like to learn more about how to create these plans, all you have to do for this week's strategy that we talked about, all the different things that we talked about, as well as our simple goal achievement strategy from the Keys to Riches financial philosophy, all you have to do is visit my new website, which is makingsuccesssimple.com. Here we are creating the professional edge young entrepreneurs need to succeed. And by subscribing to the website, it's free of charge. You'll be able to start receiving all of these great tools and resources to help you succeed in 2021 and beyond. So our fast facts are really simple. There are three tools to move forward in any year or any situation. Make some acknowledgments, evaluate, and then take measured action. It truly is that simple. So those are your fast facts for today. For more great resources, tools, and information, as well as interviews, visit unlockyourwealthtoday.com. We have our number one market analyst and Way of the Renaissance Man, Jim Woods, coming up next week to talk about what happened in our last financial quarter of the year and what we can look forward to and expect as we invest moving forward in 2021. Thank you so much for stopping by and being a part of the show. Remember to visit the website. I'm Heather Wagenhals, and I'm helping you make success simple by giving you tools and resources to overcome your personal and professional challenges to get out of debt, achieve financial freedom, and live the life of your dreams right now, today. Because now is all we have until the next now. And with that, thank you so much for stopping by. I'm Heather Wagenhals. Now go out and unlock your wealth today.
UnlockYourWealthToday.com is produced by Heather Wagenhals and the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. UnlockYourWealthToday.com and its affiliates are copyrighted 2018 with all rights reserved. For more information on the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series, please visit our website at www.unlockyourwealthtoday.com.
No time to read the best-selling books for your business or industry? What if I told you you could enjoy the best and most meaningful parts of a book in about 12 minutes? Believe me, I'm Heather Wagenhals, and I'm making success simple by helping you learn on the go just like I do with text, audio, and video summaries from your favorite best-selling books, and do it on the fly in less than 12 minutes with Steve Cunningham and read it for me. Join tens of thousands of leaders around the world, including yours truly, who use Read It For Me to learn the biggest ideas from the world's best leadership, sales, marketing, and personal development books in less than 12 minutes. All you have to do to begin reading best-selling books and enjoying your special rate for Unlock Your Wealth fans is visit unlockyourwealth.com/readitforme or click on the link somewhere in this post. Learn on the go with text, audio, and video summaries from your favorite best-selling books and do it on the fly in less than 12 minutes. Visit unlockyourwealth.com/readitforme and start your 12-minute reading journey now.